Our down-the-middle coverage of world events begins with a recap of a recent meeting between delegates from the United States and North Korea. Those two countries have been rivals since the Korean War took place in the early 1950s. But U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have met twice since last summer, making history in the process. They've been trying to see if they can establish a lasting diplomatic relationship and lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula. There's been no major agreement yet. A key issue between them is North Korea's nuclear program. The country sees that as its right. The international community, which includes the U.S., sees the program as illegal. And America has put strict sanctions in place, limits on parts of North Korea's economy that are intended to pressure the communist country to give up its nuclear program. North Korea wants those sanctions removed, but timing has been the sticking point. North Korea wants all of the American sanctions lifted before the country gives up its nuclear weapons. The U.S. wants North Korea to get rid of its nuclear weapons before the sanctions are lifted. So it's an issue of who makes the first move. The two sides have continued negotiating, though. Over the weekend, American and North Korean delegates met in Sweden for talks at the working level, meaning neither of the country's leaders nor top officials were there, but negotiators from both sides were. So how did the talks go? That depends on whom you ask.